That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's good to be back with you. I have been through 6 weeks of really trying circumstances, and I'm back in New Hampshire. I'm back in my home, and I'm ready to talk to you about the rest of February and the beginning of March. This is a call-in show, and I would love to hear from you. The number is 888-627-6008. So I have a lot of information for you tonight, and I know I'm going to have much more next week because I think the fireworks are going to start. So what's happening in March astrologically is huge and also very specific. So let's finish up the last half of February and then address the March energies. What's unique about these next 6 weeks is that all of the planets, including Chiron and Pluto, are now moving in direct motion. And as the anticipation we've been feeling, that we feel that we're on the edge or turning point, we're feeling frustration that we're not moving ahead as quickly as some of us would like. We feel like, when is the next shoe going to drop? What's coming? I can feel it. I would wish it would hurry up and get here. And then we dove into 2023 with both Mercury and Mars retrograde. As we reach the new moon in Pisces next Monday, February 20th, we begin to see some progress as the truth not only comes out, but is acted upon. and by the time we reach the spring equinox in March, we will be in a different world. Things are going to move very quickly over the next 6 weeks. We can refer to this as hold on to your hat. Remember that saying? My father used to say it. No, he used to say hold your horses. But then when we got into the 60s and 70s, they said hold on to your hat. When the March winds of change erupt, everything is going to change. Remember, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. The winds of culture, the winds of change are blowing like gale force. Everything is going to change. I mean everything. We've almost become accustomed to so much change, yet so much holding back. The many restraints are going back to the March of 2020. When we go back to March of 2020, we realize that we've been given this sense of holding back, mostly because of the virus. Cooperate and do nothing was the message from the government. This energy is now being released, and all the things that have happened that we now can drill down on are coming up for review and disclosure. Did we need to do that? Did we do the right thing? Were we supposed to close down everything? What about the kids? What have they gone through? The important thing is to understand that we now have permission from the cosmos, finally, from February 11th, which was yesterday, on to March 23rd, we have permission from the cosmos to move ahead, or march ahead. At the Virgo full moon on March 7th and 8th, there will be some things happening. Both Saturn, which is March 8th, enters Pisces, and Pluto on March 23rd enters Aquarius for the next 20 years. So we changed signs of two main planets in March. And that's why everybody's talking about the changes. As the bleep hits the fan, we, as a human race, are taking off. It's time for you to begin that new idea, to take that job, to make that location move, to tell someone how much you care, to manifest that you are holding in your heart. Don't allow yourself to hold back any longer. If you've ever watched a rocket blast off from Cape Kennedy, my son and I were there last week, and I was there pregnant with him and watched the first three astronauts blast off from there in the 1960s. It doesn't just shoot upward. It goes in stages. It's a ripple effect. First you see the one rocket go, then more power, and the second rocket go, and then the third rocket with all the power. Allow yourself time to organize and get focused. Mars doesn't come out of its retrograde shadow until the end of March. Remember, Mars has been retrograde. It retrograded on October 30th last year, and it came out in January. And there is not moving out as quickly as we would like, so everything feels like it's stuck. It comes out of the shadow at the end of March. Even though we're moving ahead, we have to maintain a sense of focus, determination, and control as to where we are headed without being frustrated that we're not there right now. This is a key issue over and over and over again. What are the changes? Well, large global changes hits everyone differently. For some people, it will be an intellectual matter. For some, a physical matter. For some, it might be work. For others, it's a family matter. This depends on where the planets are in your natal chart. And it's funny because Gemini is in my sixth house. That's the house of health, the house of work, and the house of pets. I was in Florida. I went into the hospital, and then I had to go to rehab for a few weeks. And I had my dog with me, and I was very upset over her. So I finally had someone fly down to Boca Raton, take my dog back to New Hampshire, so I didn't have to worry about her. So that's the house I was hit with, and that's what happened. Luckily, I will be able to pull out of this with some work. So what is aspecting your house? What planet is moving through? You can call me for your half-hour reading, and I can view your chart and guide you through your specific changes. We are all looking at large-scale global shifts, like COVID, the pandemic that was worldwide, a global experience that we all shared. Whatever belief system we had, whatever country we came from, whoever was our leader, it didn't matter. What was happening outside of us was happening, and we all experienced it and experienced it differently. So we'll go on talking about Mars going direct and moving forward in Gemini after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of February 13th through February 19th, 2023. Be careful with people who try to kill you with kindness on Monday. Sometimes the easiest way to control others is not with an iron fist, but with that kind and reliable velvet glove. Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th, is under a Sagittarian moon. Sagittarians love to be in nature having a philosophical discussion. The day starts out on an optimistic, joyous note, but by early evening, things could get testy, with some petty arguments emerging. Best to celebrate Love Day on the weekend, when you'll have more time and the energies are especially soft and loving. Relationship planet Venus is aligning with spiritual Neptune, which is great for some fantasy or combining physical and spiritual love. Your colleagues may not be receptive to criticism on Wednesday, so put off giving any feedback until Friday, when the vibes are much better, favoring good communication and teamwork. Thursday morning, February 16th, has the sun aligning with Saturn. Because the moon is in one of Saturn's favorite signs, Capricorn, you have an opportunity to work on constructive long-term projects. But don't overload yourself, because by mid-afternoon, you could run out of steam. If you're single, midweek, you might experience fleeting feelings of solitude, but the weekend brings the time to seek out a new suitor. Friday, February 17th, still has the moon in Sirius Capricorn. However, the tone has changed due to numerous happy planetary aspects with the emotional-oriented moon. Talkative Mercury is also in harmony with philosophical Jupiter. This is great for travel, education, and or philosophical talks. Share your big ideas. An upbeat weekend brings wonderful energy for connecting with friends and family. Saturday, February 18th, has the sun moving into Pisces until the spring equinox. Because Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, there is good support in pulling within and releasing that which you no longer need. Take a look inside and get your feelings as clear as you can. Invite some good friends or family over for dinner. It could bring all of you closer together. Sunday, February 19th, the new moon at 2 degrees of Pisces has all of the planets bundled in one-third area of the zodiac. It's a good time to focus on your strength when planets are huddled together like this. The flip side is that people tend to ignore what they don't care about so that they can have more energy to do what does interest them. Check out your chart so you can know which area of the chart is aspecting you. Venus, the love goddess, moves into her least favorite sign, Aries, at the Pisces new moon on the 20th for 3 weeks until March 16th. This complicated combination has you balancing relationship needs with independence needs. That's always a trick. The opportunity here is to pioneer new paths in love and money, and to balance relationships and self-needs. The big event of the week is a time flowing with dreams, desires, and romantic sentiments, although they could get damaged by any gung-ho, immature, insensitive person or people. Don't allow that to happen to you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. Ben, use a different picture at the end. The one in the hotel is getting me tired. Use another one, a prettier one, maybe when I'm in my home. Thanks, Ben. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back to talk to you about March Madness, and it isn't sports. It is a call-in show, so I know the Super Bowl just ended, and maybe you'd like to call in now. They went into overtime and the Chiefs won. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. So Mars is moving through Gemini and is taking us back to around last August or September. And it is certainly coming into a highlighting. There are issues that we will begin to see resolutions for. We had issues last year, and they're coming into the light. We're going to see resolutions on all these things, globally, culturally, politically, economically, and from an individual standpoint, personally. And to me, that's the most important thing. What are you experiencing personally? As we move through February, Mercury moves out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. As a matter of fact, it did that yesterday. So our forces move to the future. And the future, which is Aquarius energy, will be more important to us than the past from now on. We've handled the family issues, we've handled the money issues, we're getting reorganized, and we're about to focus on our own life and our own future. Venus is in Pisces and it joins Neptune the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th. And that's when you can fall in love with an illusion. It is a very, very loving aspect. An illusion is not an untruth. An illusion is a form of a wish. And this can be very creative. It can be the trigger or beginning for creating something like a new song, a book, or a screenplay, or play on Broadway that can become real. what is now real was once only an illusion, a thought. And thoughts can become things. And this is the perfect time to do that. We don't have this cosmic connection very often. So really, really use it. It's from now until the end of April, early May. That's exciting. And what else is exciting is that the Sagittarian moon is squaring Venus at the same time that Venus conjoins Neptune. And that Sagittarian moon looks for long-term goals. So that burst of energy, that creativity, that part of the brain that is opening up for you for a few days can give something wonderful, creative, and long-lasting to the world. I do have a caller, Janina, I believe, from Carino Island in Washington. How are you, Janina?
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm trying to be fine. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad to hear that you're getting better and that you're back in New Hampshire. I was a little worried, but I'm so glad to hear that you're getting better and you kept the show going, too. So
I sure did.
I'm hoping you will look at my chart. Can you look at my chart and tell me about this year for me? I'm wanting to make a major change.
I cannot do that, but I can only go from your birth. I don't have charts on the radio, but I can do it privately, of course. You're wanting to make a change, we'll make a change. What are you wanting to do?
I'm wanting to build a new home next to my old home. I have the land, but I don't know whether I've got the energy to do it.
Well, then you need to delegate. Find a good general contractor who will help you. That's what I did. And it was exciting. Okay. And it was just very invigorating. And as for the energy, that's what you focus on, nothing else. You can't let anything else get in your way. You stay right there, and you stay with it until it's done. The only thing I'm worried about where you are is getting the materials. That could cause a delay. If that does happen, Jenna, you got to know the spirit's making that happen so that you can rest. So I think you're going to do it. I think you'll be done by the end of the year. Good luck.
I think it would be a smart move because I can basically sell and rebuild and maybe get my retirement nest going because I'm going to be 69 this month, and I think it's time for me to do something other than what I've been doing.
Good. Good luck to you. I know you'll do fine. Keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Take care.
Thank you for calling. Okay, so now we're going back to the wonderful creative energy that's coming in this coming Wednesday. And you know, in order to tap into it, all you have to do is meditate. Meditate daily from tomorrow on, and that energy will come into you and will help you think of what you can do. You're going to be surprised because it could happen while you're sleeping and you wake up in the morning with a wonderful thought. I woke up the other day and wanted to start a television show, and I wanted to start embracing spiritual frontiers and lead it off by pictures of the new telescope that's out there going into new parts of our universe. I thought that was very exciting because we are going into new parts of space, even though we don't know it yet. That's part of what the plasma energy that's coming from the moon gives us, the ability to expand our thoughts and realize that there are other places besides the planet Earth with lots of life. Now, another thing in February, Saturn is in the last degree of Aquarius throughout the month of February. Then it moves into Pisces, but only for a few months. Then it will retrograde back into Aquarius, and early in 2024, it will move completely into Aquarius without having to do any more Capricorn reviews. Saturn solidifies. It brings the non-physical into physical form. It makes things real. Saturn brings us resistance, and resistance is what makes things real. Whether it's a wall, a barrier, or people saying no, what we do is we pull inward and we get it together. We go inside and we go, I will do this, and we figure out how, and we do it with determination. This is how crystals actually grow. Crystals grow by contraction, by pulling in. When Saturn moves into Pisces on March 8th, it will be causing that crystallization. When Saturn leaves Aquarius, Aquarius will breathe a sigh of relief. Oh good, Saturn's gone. The father's not home anymore. He moved out. Now we can grow. Now we can expand. We can move into the future. On February 28th and March 1st, Saturn and Mercury are conjunct, which brings a finality and action. That may be from the results of many things that are pending, like Joe Biden being removed from office or imposing too much needed restriction. By imposing much needed restriction by the U.S.-Mexican border. These are things that can happen, and other things throughout the world with world leaders will be happening too. This will make the future more real and more tangible, and that is good. As I said, everything is going to change. I have another caller. Her name is Debbie from New York. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, good evening, Elizabeth. How are you doing? You sound better.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I just want to say I can't tell you how much I enjoy your show. It is the highlight of my week to tune in on Sunday nights.
Even with my limping through, huh?
Even with, you know, it's still there. The knowledge is still there. And I greatly appreciate it. And I've been stalled in my efforts to move. I haven't been able to move. And I really hope that it will happen soon.
I think it will. I think it may happen by May. I think you're going to see a change in April. Where are you trying to move to?
I'd like to stay in my area because I like my doctors.
You're in New York City?
I'm just north of the city in Westchester.
Oh.
And I found some great doctors. And
well,
so that's my story. I want to stay around here for sure.
Maybe
for the next 2 years, I want to stay here.
Maybe you're not supposed to move if you feel that way about your doctors. I would ask God.
Oh no! I want to move out of the place where I'm living to a better situation.
Ask God to free up the place that you're to go to. Ask God to put you in your right place and to do it now.
I will.
Do, and then you see yourself. I think something's going to come up for you in March, and I think you're going to move in April.
That would be, I just got chills because that would be wonderful.
But you're not going to do it till the energy change. You might find a surprise the first 2 days in March or around March 16th. listen to the dates that I give because they are very important. Okay?
I am listening. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you.
Debbie, don't give up. Just keep seeing the move. I am moving.
I will.
And that will come into your subconscious and it will create it for you.
I'm already packing.
Good girl. That's it. Okay. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
And thank you for everything. Bye-bye.
Okay. Back to March. Later in the month, in March, when Pluto leaves Capricorn on March 23rd, that begins a deeper transition, like our oil and food supply or money trends. But we are already feeling that Pluto Aquarian energy. Remember I said things were going to get straightened out. They weren't going to be kept on the back burner anymore. They're going to be brought forward and straightened out. So let's hope that that all works out. A planet is more powerful when they leave a sign and when they enter into a new sign. Plus, we have the Virgo super full moon on March 7th. So we are really being hit with a lot. Also, looking at everything that's happening right now with artificial intelligence and robots, there's a lot going on. And that's what I'm going to be talking about when we come back from our half-hour break. By the way, the song that we're listening tonight was written by a wonderful, gifted musician. His name is Burt Bacharach. He passed away this week, so I have Dionne Warwick singing a very special song and a tribute to Burt Bacharach and what he gave to the world. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world but for everyone, Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Lovely Dionne Warwick singing a Burt Bacharach song, What the World Needs Now is Love. I really should play that more often and we can all sing along to it. Wasn't that a wonderful, wonderful song that he wrote among his thousands of others? So we do have a caller. I want to talk to Carlton before I get started again. Hello, Carlton.
How are you? I'm doing fine.
Good.
And you are sounding better.
I'm sounding better. Well, that's a miracle. You know, it's because, Carlton, I had my 8 years of voice lessons that I was able to articulate this and get out of it. It's been really challenging for me, but we're getting there.
That's good.
What can I do for you?
I'm taking a course. I'm trying to get my PhD, and I've been working on it since 2014. I'm in my last end of the course, and I seem to just get stuck at getting the either the paper I don't get done, or I end up not getting the work in the class. Right now, I'm behind in the work in the class,
but
I seem to be doing better on the paper.
The reason that you're doing that is because you're letting your mind wander. You have to bring it back to focus, and that's what will happen this next few weeks. So I think that by April you're going to be looking really good. But Carlton, don't let your mind wander. You have to find it if you can.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling, Carlton.
All right.
So now we're going to go back and look at artificial intelligence and robotics. I want to do that because the more that we go ahead shooting balloons down over Montana or South Carolina, and the more we see all of these artificial things happening, I was hoping I might be able to bring some understanding to it. There's a lot going on. This time is like a birthing experience of what will explode gradually and powerfully during the next 21 years as Pluto moves through Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and that's electricity, artificial intelligence, new ways of doing things through electricity. Many people fear artificial intelligence, which I'm going to call AI tonight for simplicity, but much of it can be quite useful. For example, the toll booths. There are no money takers anymore. They no longer exist, which has been very helpful with moving traffic. AI uses something that is such an incredible transition. We've been going through this transition really since the 70s. Surgery done by a robot? Yikes. This is a bigger transition than the creation of the internet, and it's huge. Science fiction has written about so many, many things that have now become a reality. In the 1900s, there was not such a thing as jets, submarines, laser lights that could crack a safe lock, a rocket going into outer space. But gradually, one by one, they have become a reality. Remember the book 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? When that book was written, no one believed that that would really happen. And yet, now you can go to Disney World and go into 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's fascinating. What science fiction is still battling with, and has been for thousands of years, are the Orgs, O-R-G-S, and the Mechs. They are still battling for that. Who is dominant, the Orgs or the Mechs? The Orgs are the organics, the carbon-based intelligence, consciousness, like we are. The Mechs are the mechanical life forms that were originally created by Orgs. And they have become life forms as well. People will learn that the Mechs are not unnatural. They say, I want to go back to nature. Yes, a field of grass, the sun shining, butterflies and animals is a beautiful thing. But humans cannot create anything that is not nature. Some science thinks that machines are actually a new phylum of creation on the planet. However, the field I just mentioned was not created by man. It was given to man as a part of creation by something. What could that be? Maybe God? God gave us the field and gave us the mind to create. He our gods. And we have created the artificial intelligence. What I'm saying here is that the changes that we are at the very beginning of are overwhelming and severe. I think that people who have the availability of programs like chat and other social media, that we're going to begin to see that science fiction has become science fact. I really believe that these next 6 weeks will be like the Thomas Wolfe, the writer, said. You can't go home again. You just can't go home again. We're in a different world now. We can't just wish that life was simpler and that we were like things to go back to when we were younger and little and in school, etc., etc. We can't go backwards. We are going forward. And no amount of resistance or government by older people who are afraid of the future is able to stop this momentum into the future. Nothing will stop it. Remember, Pluto's job is to threaten what you think is your survival. That's exactly what happened to me for the past 2 months. And I was under deep Pluto aspects. During a Pluto transit, Someone who has trained decades to become a ballet dancer has an accident and can't be a ballet dancer. She broke her leg. To them, that is death. We identify ourselves with ourselves, the way we are now, with no room for flow and freedom. Pluto's job is to change that concept and bring us unlimited realities. For the past 20 years, Pluto has moved through Capricorn. And what has it done? It's changed our safety net. Outside structures like corporations and government, top-down power, banks, the medical industrial complex, powerful corporations. Pluto has blasted them so that the safety that we felt no longer exists within our head. It's like a death, a transformation. Not a physical death, but an ego death. E-G-O. Easing God out. As for getting back to nature, I absolutely believe that it's soul healing to be where there are no cell phones, to be off the grid, to be surrounded by green fields and flowing streams. There's nothing like it. Somehow it feeds us. It feeds our subconscious on a level that we don't yet understand. 1,000 years from now, we could be living in contained environments, able to travel through space, and no longer know a field or what it looks like. And that could be what we like, because that's what we're used to. But what will we have lost? We are in a battle between creativity and consciousness and AI, artificial intelligence. On February 18th, the sun moves into Pisces. It brings us more psychic awareness, more creativity. You'll begin to feel your God center and your God self. On the 20th, we have the new moon in Pisces. That's next Monday, which I will discuss in detail next week. This is an early new moon, and I think it's asking us to find the place within where we have a sensitivity and a sense of self-awareness. When planets pile up in Pisces, it's a reminder to go beyond the physical, to be in touch with that which we feel sometimes and push it away because we don't think it's real. We think it's an illusion. Our gut reaction that we tend not to listen to. And whenever you don't listen to your gut reaction, the universe will give you a lesson. It always does. An early new moon at 1 degree Pisces can often help us intuit what's coming into the future, whether it is days away, months away. Then Venus moves into Aries 1 hour after the new moon in Pisces. This is exciting because it brings us hope. It shows us that no matter what is going on out there, we have a future for ourselves. Jupiter is whizzing through Aries, and Venus is not well liked in Aries. But this time, it's about the moment, staying in the moment and going with the flow, and allowing to happen what happens and going with the flow in a peaceful way. That is the underlying issue of February and March, up to the spring equinox. Other major change months will be September and December in 2023. So we've come to the end of our show tonight. I've given you a lot of important information that has to do with your center, your soul, and your God self. I'll be back next week with perhaps more practical information. I've enjoyed working with you, and I have loved staying in touch, even though I almost couldn't stay in touch. And my two guys that helped me, Don and Doug, have been fabulous. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Now it's time to listen to R. William tell us about the moonlight on my window. Don't forget to sit by the window and absorb the moonlight. Really, through the month of March, it will help you so much. See if you can find that lake somewhere if you're in warm weather. And sit under the moon. Light a candle and bring down that plasma energy so that you can gain information. We'll be doing the meditation, Breathe Into the Heart. And we'll end with Richard, as we always do. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Spread that love. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you.